Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Donald Trump's threat to unleash fire and fury against North Korea that we talked about yesterday sent a shudder through Asia, raising alarm among allies and adversaries, and to some observers, making the possibility of military conflict over the North's nuclear program seem more real. Meanwhile, North Korea says it's now planning to fire missiles near Guam.
Yeah, they want to fire missiles 20 miles off Guam. The governor of Guam, who's a U.S. possession, of course, has said no time for panic. The question is, if they do fire one, and it does land 20 miles off of Guam, whether that is a warlike provocation to Trump. It may well be that he sees this, well, as a political opportunity, perhaps, for his base and for other people in the country, whether it brings us closer and closer to all-out destruction. There can be mistakes made in a situation like this. We don't have to go further back than World War I. The assassination of the Archduke leading to one of the worst wars in the history of the world. So China comes in and says, both of you, quiet down. China appearing as the adult in the room, unbelievably, at this stage of our history. And a lot of people are fearful that Trump will start something. We'll never know. If he doesn't, we won't know. If he does, we'll know soon enough. And it's an awful situation. There are many people who think that his way of doing things is likely to bring us closer, not further, from the kind of horror that we all worry about.
From that international rift to the investigation into Russia, which continues, we see that the FBI has now raided the home of Paul Manafort.
You know, David, and you've heard me say this before, the one thing that worries me more than anything else is that this is going to stop with Flynn and Manafort, that those guys are the low-hanging fruit, and that they will be picked, and that the more difficult questions concerning, for example, the President of the United States and whether or not this current president had relationships with the Russians that ought to be known to the American people. The Russians, of course, we now know, were trying like crazy to get Trump elected. Whether they were the reason that Trump got elected, we'll never know. But we will certainly know that they tried and that this is unacceptable on every kind of level. Now, we have one of the sons of Trump coming out and saying months ago that they got all the money they wanted to build their golf courses and everything else from the Russians. Trump says, oh, no, I don't know any Russians. I didn't do anything with the Russians. And if Mueller does his job correctly, we're going to know about that stuff. That is going to be on the table. I do believe that this is a time when we can only hope that Mueller does his job and does it well.
Is it the job of New York Governor Cuomo to bring the Democrats together, Alan? An interesting article in the New York Times. Tensions flare as Cuomo confronts Democratic rift at a reunification meeting, as it was called. The governor suggested to the assembled lawmakers, many of them from New York City, that the leader of eight breakaway Democrats, the so-called IDC, Senator Jeffrey Klein, had a better understanding of the suburbs. That prompted Senator Andrea Stewart Cousins, the Senate Minority Leader, who represents the suburbs of Westchester County, to say, you look at me, Mr. Governor, but you don't see me. You see my black skin and a woman, but you don't realize I'm a suburban legislator.
That's right, and she is. And the fact is that I have been saying in my columns on the air that the one way that the errant Democrats, or people who've been called by me the traitor Democrats, could be brought back into the fold is if Andrew Cuomo says, you come back with the regular Democrats, or I am going to have people primary you and I will support them. That would do it if the governor really were serious. But like Mario Cuomo, this governor likes having the Republicans in charge. We're not quite sure what that's all about. It may well be that both Cuomos are concerned that there would be incredible spending if both houses of the legislature were controlled by the Democrats. And as moderate Democrats, they needed the fall guy, the Republicans, to say no. There is, based on Andrea Stewart Cousins' remarks, the specter of racism in this, because the regular Democrats have more people running the regular Democratic Senate group of color and Hispanics and others than the rogue Democrats do. And when Andrea Stewart Cousins, even though she's walked it back since then, said, all you see is my black skin, I think she was telling the truth. And it is a remarkable statement from a woman who has been very careful about her words in the past. We've certainly interviewed her, and so have many others. But this is Andrea Stewart Cousins coming out swinging, and it's a refreshing thing to see people say what they think.